Hiroshima, Nagasaki, written by Paul Hamm and read by Robert Meldrum. The splitting of the atom, to paraphrase Einstein, changed everything except the way men think. Truman later expressed a similar spirit. The human animal and his emotions change not much from age to age. He must change now, or he faces absolute and complete destruction, and maybe the insect age, or an atmosphere less, planet will succeed him. It reflected his new understanding of the bomb, not as a weapon of war, but as a clear and present danger to mankind. This book is less interested in finding villains than understanding the bloody acts to which German and Japanese aggression had impelled the Allies to resort. Those acts were unconscionable and unworthy of the civilized world. But even if we accept Truman's later defense of his decision, and no doubt he sincerely wished to end the war as soon as possible and save lives, the question is whether good intentions alone justify the flouting of war conventions and the massacre of ordinary people. The bomb gave America's tooth-for-a-tooth sensibility the power to scatter a billion molars. They used it without warning, in an attempt to extract unconditional surrender from a defeated foe, manage Russian aggression in Europe and Asia, and avenge Pearl Harbor, as Truman and Burns said. The bomb achieved none of those goals, unless two destroyed cities is accepted as proportionate punishment for Pearl Harbor. Tokyo surrendered with its sole condition more or less intact, and Russia continued to stamp and snort and foment communist revolution around the world, and would soon rush to join the nuclear arms race. Taken together, or alone, the reasons offered in defense of the bomb do not justify the massacre of innocent civilians. We debase ourselves and the history of civilization if we accept that Japanese atrocities warranted an American atrocity in reply.